Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey, friend, and welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. I'm so glad you're here. You know what's fun? Coaching. Coaching is super fun. I've got some amazing clients, and I've spent most of the morning online coaching people, and just watching them grow and reach their goals is amazing. There was a post in a Facebook group that I'm part of the other day, and they asked this. So, do you ever randomly think, I just love what I do? And then she went on to say, you know, we're doing some pretty amazing things. And I responded, and my response was this: yes, every day, every single day, I love what I do. And this is what I want for you too. I want you to love what you do. I want to help you create an amazing and fulfilling coaching business filled with clients that you feel honored to work with. Today, I want to help you where you might be making it way more difficult than it needs to be. Now, get me here. It is not necessarily easy to become a coach, get your training, build a business, become fully booked, but there are ways that we make it harder than it needs to be. You want clients, right? Maybe it's your first free clients. Maybe it's your first paying clients that you're looking for. Maybe you want to be fully booked. And what if it could be easier than you think? Well, how could that be true? Okay, so let me start by telling you this story. It happened years ago, but it's still fresh in my memory. I wanted to buy a Mazda Miata. Now, do you know what a Mazda Miata is? It's a cute little convertible. It's a two-seater that's got a retractable sunroof or a convertible top, and so you can drive around when it's nice weather, and it's a great zippy little car. And in fact, I still have it. And when I drive around now, I just love it. It is so much fun. Well, I wanted to buy a car, and I was ready. I had done my research. I had the money. I knew what I wanted. So one sunny Sunday, I went to the local car dealership, and I went with my daughter. She was a teenager at the time, and I was excited. This was going to be so much fun. Well, we stood in the showroom. We oohed and awed and looked at the cars and compared the colors. We were having fun. Then we wandered around the lot, and then we stood at the front door. And I started to feel impatient. I wanted help. Remember, I wanted to buy a car. And no one, not one salesperson even looked my way. Now, it was a Sunday afternoon, and it wasn't busy. It had been more than half an hour as we stood there. And so I thought, something's wrong. It's got to be a little mistake here. So I took matters into my own hand, and I went into the showroom again. Sure enough, there were salespeople there. They were hanging around and drinking coffee and chatting amongst themselves. I spoke to the receptionist and said, I'd like some help, please. And she said, oh, for sure, we'll get somebody to help you. And 15 minutes later, I continued to stand out in front of that dealership. Still, not one person came to greet me. Now, remember, I had something I wanted, and I wanted help. I knew that that person could help me. I was prepared. I had the money. I was ready to go. But in the better part of an hour, not one person helped me. Not one even looked at me, except for that receptionist. So what did I do? I walked out. Later that week, I went to another dealership and I bought that car. And you know, I have never been back to that dealership ever. And since then, I've bought two more Mazdas, and all of our cars are serviced at the dealership. That means that that dealer threw away three car sales and service on three cars. Over $100,000, because they made it so difficult, so unwelcoming for me to do business with them. So my question for you, is it possible you are putting up barriers? Could it be possible that you might be making it difficult for your clients? Certainly not as extreme as that Mazda dealership, but is it possible that you're making it difficult, more difficult than it needs to be? And in all of that, where could you be delaying your own dream? So this week, listen to this episode, and I highly recommend you sit down and have a good, honest look at where you might be making it more difficult for your dream clients to find you and work with you. So what could you learn about my story about that car dealership? Use these questions as a guide. So the first, do people know you're a coach? Or do they have to scroll through 2, 3, 4, 5 pages of your social feed to find out that you became a coach 3 years ago? Do they know that you could help them? Or are you the world's best kept secret? They're not going to take time to guess and sleuth and look around and find out if maybe you might be the person to help them. It needs to be upfront. Don't fuss about the exact perfect wording. If you're a coach and you can help people lead a better, more fulfilling life, say it. If you're a coach and you can help people overcome health challenges, say it. If you're a coach who can help somebody with a new relationship, say it. Be clear and to the point. It's always better than complicated and fancy. How do I help you? Well, I help coaches get clarity and create confidence so you can sign clients. See what I mean? Clear, to the point. Third, do you make it hard for people to find you? Do you shy away from social media? Do you never tell anyone in real life what you do? Now, it's not that you need a complicated website with a freebie and a sales funnel. In fact, you don't even need a website to get started. You could just start with an Instagram account that you send everyone to when they're curious. 4, is it easy to book a consult or a sample session with you? Do they have to email you or DM you, and then you spend multiple days going back and forth trying to find a day and time that's convenient? Or is it easy for them to book a time on your online scheduler? Put a link to your online schedule on your IG profile. 5, do you see them? And what I mean by this is, do you actually see them as people? Or are you so busy doing everything else that you don't even recognize someone who could benefit from your help? Do you greet them just like a friendly human? Do you look up, smile, meet their eye, and greet them? 7, do you help them? It can be as simple as inviting them in. You could say something like, hey, I could help you with that. Or, that's what I do as a coach. Let me know if you'd like to chat. Or you could post helpful tips or share a part of your own story. You could write and post on Medium. You could be a helpful professional when you meet people during the regular course of your day. Maybe you help them even in advance. So of course they want to reach out. You've already helped them. It makes it natural for them to want to reach out to you. You know, it is never up to our clients to do that work to find us, nor is it up to them to play Sherlock Holmes as they try to find help. If another coach makes it easy, guess where that potential client will go for help? They're looking for help they're going to go to the easiest place, somebody that they know can help them. And I'd love it if it was you. It's up to you. When you take radical responsibility, you're going to find it is so much easier to create amazing clients. And honestly, this is the best news. Knowing that it is up to you, completely up to you, that's the best news ever. Now, if you've had a close look and realized that, oh, you know what? Maybe you are making it a bit difficult or even quite difficult for people to find you and work with you, then great. You can change and it won't take long for you to see the benefit. Your path to success looks something like this. Number one, know who you are and how you can help. Show up as you, yourself, authentically. Number two, start helping. Now, notice that number two is helping. And that might seem a little counterintuitive at first, but really, start helping before you go out and even meet people. Start to serve. Three, connect with people and build relationships. That's connect. Now, as I said, helping comes even before connecting. You could write blog posts and put them on Medium. You could guest on podcast episodes. You could post on social. Help, help, help. And then when you connect with people, you've got a whole body of knowledge that they can look at and see what you're about. And finally, number four, invite them. Invite them into your world and invite them to work with you. Excellent. So now I want to hear from you. What did you learn from this episode? Post a screenshot and tag me at Candy Motsek. Tell me what you learned and what you've changed to make it easier and way more fun for your potential clients to find you and get your help. Now, before we go, I'd love to invite you to my free Monday coaching and conversation with Candy. I open up a Zoom room for everyone who registers. I usually teach a topic, answer questions, and I coach. I'll put the sign-up link in the episode notes, and I would love to see you there. Now, if you want even more help, maybe you've had enough of trying to figure this all out on your own, then we should talk about how we can work together too. I'll put the episode notes with a link so you can find out about how to work with me. And I'll be back and speak with you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.